Hey, everybody. Welcome to Riding with the Queen. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. To all the moms out there and to all the kids that have moms, do something nice for them. On today's show, I have decided to get right back to the roots of it all and feature a man who influenced not only blues, rhythm and blues, but a man who had a huge impact, actually, on the evolution of rock and roll, hard rock, folk music, jazz, and even country music. His use of amplification is often cited as the link between Delta blues and rock and roll. So, ladies and gentlemen, I respectfully present today's show to you on the father of Chicago blues, the great Muddy Waters. One of my faves. Muddy Waters, or sometimes known by his birth name, McKinley Morganfield, was born in April of 1913, but the location of his birth actually remains fairly unknown. I don't know how that happens. I guess these records in the early 1900s weren't as well documented, but he has stated along the way that he was born in Mississippi in a town called Rolling Fork, but other mentions have been made of him being born in a nearby town called Jug's Corner, and that's in a neighboring county called Issaquena County. There's also discrepancies on his birth year, even. Some records show 1914, some cite 1915. Regardless of the year he was born, McKinley soon garnered the nickname Muddy. And for those who don't know this, this is kind of neat. His grandmother, actually, nicknamed him that. He was living with his grandmother. His mother, unfortunately, had passed away shortly after he was born. And his grandmother nicknamed him Muddy due to the fact that he loved to play in the muddy water of a creek nearby his home. I think the creek was called Deer Creek, but I'm not, don't quote me on that. It wasn't until later in his teens when he started to play harmonica and guitar and perform, and then that's when the second name Waters became his moniker. As it was for a lot of children, especially in the South, Muddy's first introduction to music was at church. He sang in his Baptist church for years, and by the time he was about 17, he bought his first guitar. And this is actually a Muddy Waters quote, speaking of the purchase of that guitar. Quote, I sold the last horse we had. We made about $15 for him. I gave my grandmother $7.50. I kept $7.50 and paid about $2.50 for that guitar. It was a Stella. End of quote. $2.50 for a guitar. The times have changed. Stellas are great. Those little Stella harmonies. I tried to collect those for a while. Those little blues guitars. My first introduction, actually, to Muddy Waters was a huge turning point in my life. I had been a young teen, and I'd mentioned this on other shows, but I'd been going to the Blue Note on Main a lot when I met the band The Blues Puppies, and they became like family to me and still are to this day. The Blues Puppies actually evolved to be members of the Perpetrators and the Derangers in present day. And I fell madly in love, like a teenage idiot, with the singer of the Blues Puppies. And we moved into an apartment by the time I was about 17. We had a room in this apartment that was just, all that was in the room was just a ghetto blaster and an armchair. And it was just like a listening room for music. And I had been loving the music that the guys had been playing, and the Blues Puppies played a lot of old blues. And it was I was told that it was time for me to be introduced to real blues. And I'd be listening to things like Zeppelin and The Doors and Jimi Hendrix and, the list goes on. And I didn't ZZ Top. And I didn't even really connect that was derivative of blues at that time. But I sure learned soon after. So I sat in the room in the armchair and I listened to Muddy Waters' album. I listened to the album Heart Again. I flipped the tape and then I just took it all in. And when it was done, I walked out of the room and looked at him and simply just said, what else you got? And I was completely hooked. So you know what? Let's just start the show. Let's open with that track right now. Settle into the show a little. Here's Muddy Waters, Manish Boy on 101.5 UMFM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning. Oh, yeah. When I was a young boy, at the age of 5, my mother's child gonna be the greatest man alive. But now I'm a man, way past 21. I want you to believe me, baby. I have lots of fun. I'm a man. I spell him H child. In that rubber thin mane. Why that mean Spanish boy? I'm a man.
Yeah.
I'm a full grown man. I'm a man.
Yeah.
I'm a natural born lover's man. I'm a man.
Yeah.
I'm a rolling stone.
I'm a man.
Hoochie-coochie man, sitting on the outside, just me and my mate. You know I made the moon, honey. Come up 2 hours late. Wasn't that a man?
Yeah.
I spell him H-I. Man, no be, oh child, why that mean Spanish boy, man?
Yeah.
I'm a full grown man.
Yeah.
I'm a natural born lover's man. I'm a rolling stone.
Man, child.
I'm a hoochie-coochie man.
The lion I shoot
and will never miss. But I make love to a woman she can't resist. I think I go down to old Kansas too. I'm gonna bring back my second cousin, that's little John the Conqueror. All you little girls sitting out that line, I can make love to your woman in 5 minutes time. Ain't that a man?
Yeah.
I spell him. I'm grown. No be. Oh, child. Why? That mean Spanish boy.
Man.
I'm a full grown man.
Man.
I'm a natural born lover's man. Rolling Stone.
I'm a man child.
I'm a hoochie coochie man. Well, 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 well. Hey.
Right on. Muddy Waters, right on. It was 1941 when Alan Lomax, who is actually, this is a real job, ethnomusicologist. He came to Mississippi on behalf of the Library of Congress, and he actually recorded Muddy right in his home in 1941. It was all that Muddy needed to believe in himself. That was a huge thing for him to hear his voice recorded. He says of the experience, quote, "When he played back the song, I sounded just like anybody's records. You don't know how I felt that Saturday afternoon when I heard that voice, and it was my own voice. Later on, he sent me 2 copies of the pressing and a check for $20, and I carried that record up to the corner and put it on the jukebox. I just played it and played it and said, I can do it. I can do it." I love that. That's the end of the quote. Yeah, I love that. I mean, it's just, you know, that feeling where like suddenly you just go, wait a minute, I'm not bad. I'm actually okay. And people could like this. He was recorded by Lomax a second time in 1942. And luckily we can hear one of those tracks right now. It's just this like rare find. Eventually they did put it on some recordings. So that could be accessible. That's why I can access it. Here's a 20-something-year-old Muddy Waters in one of his very first recordings, right from his home, the one that changed his life because he could finally hear his own voice. Here he is in his house singing country blues here on Riding with the Queen.
Again. Late over in the evening, child, I feel like blowing my horn. I woke up this morning and find my little baby gone. Late over in the evening, man, I feel like blowing my horn. Well, I woke up this morning, baby, find my little baby gone. Well, now, some folks say they worried. Oh, blues ain't bad. That's the merest feeling, child, I most ever had. Some folks tell me, man, that you worried. Oh, blues ain't bad. Well, that's the merest old feeling, honey, now. Well, gal, I most ever had. Well, brooks running to the ocean running into the sea. If I don't find my baby, somebody gonna bury me. Brooks running to the ocean, child. The ocean running to the sea. Well, if I don't find my baby now, well, girl, you gonna have to bury me. Yeah, man, it seemed like hour and hour, seemed like days, seemed like my baby would stop her low down way. Man, it seemed like hour, child, and hour, seemed like days. Yeah, seemed like my woman now, well, gosh, she might stop her low down way. Well, like that thing, man. The blind, I feel mistreated, girl. You know now, I don't mind dying. Living in morning, if I had a not ride blind. Yeah, been mistreated, baby. Now, baby, and I don't mind dying.
Yes, it wasn't before long until Muddy Waters moved to Chicago, and that was a massive changing point. I mean, if he had just stayed in his little town of Mississippi, who knows if we'd ever heard of him. But he moved to Chicago to pursue music, and he actually landed opening gigs for Big Bill Brunzi, who was kind of the top of the scene at the time. And a year later, he bought an electric guitar and put together a band. And that was new. That was new for everybody there. He felt that the clubs were too rowdy to hear an acoustic guitar. And it was really a turning point in the sound that Muddy Waters created, which was, as I said, mentioned earlier, like kind of the link between Delta blues and rock and roll. At the time, most blues performers were performing sad songs, but this seemed to give blues an edge and added some sort of pep and rock and positive passion that stood out from the rest. By 1947 and 48, he recorded some tracks that became hits. So he was well on his way. Hits like I Can't Be Satisfied, I Feel Like Going Home, and Rolling Stone. Muddy Waters had arrived. So let's hear a Big Bill Brunzi tune that he wrote with Charlie Seeger. And follow that up with two muddy hits, and we'll settle into some music for a little bit here. Can't Be Satisfied and Rolling Stone here on Riding with the Queen.
Key to the highway, and I'm built out and bound to go. I'm gonna leave there running, 'cause walking is most too slow. I'm going down on the border now, where I'm better known. 'Cause woman, you don't do nothing but drive a good man away from home. Now when the moon peeps over the mountain, I'll be on my way. Now I'm gonna walk this old highway until the break of day. Texas, and I've got to get on the road. I'm going to West Texas. I'm going down behind the sun. I'm gonna ask the good Lord, what evil have I done?
And I just can't keep up. Well, I feel like snapping pistol in your face. I'm gonna let some graveyard Lord be her resting place. Woman, I'm trouble, I be all worried mine. Well, babe, I can never be satisfied, and I just can't keep up. Baby. asleep. Hear my doorbell ring. Looking for mom, baby. I didn't see not a doggone thing. When I was clever, I was all worried now. Well, honey, I could never be satisfied. And I just couldn't keep up. Well, I know my little baby. She gon' jump and shout. That old train be late, man, Lord, and I come walking out. I be trouble, I be all worried mine. Well, honey, ain't no way to work for me to be satisfied. And I just can't keep on dying. Well, I wish I was a catfish swimming in a deep blue sea. I would have all you good-looking women fishing after me, showing up after me. Showing up after me. Oh, love. Oh, love. Showing up. I went to my baby's house and I sat down on her step. She said, come on in now, buddy, you know my husband just not left. Showing up and just not left. Showing up and just not left. Oh, Lord. Oh, well. Oh, well. Just before I was born, I got a boy child coming. He's gonna be a rolling stone. Sure enough, he's a rolling stone. Sure enough, he's a rolling stone. Oh, well, he's a. Oh, well, he's a. Oh, well, he's a. The first thing smoking back down the road I'm going. Back down the road I'm going. Back down the road I'm going. Showing up there. Showing up there.
Welcome back. Thanks so much for tuning in today to my radio show, Riding with the Queen. Today's feature is the father of Chicago blues, Muddy Waters. And we are now in the late 40s and early 50s when Muddy was starting to really get his career rolling and started attaining some commercial success. And I think that's pretty cool. I think when he was younger and sitting in Mississippi playing on his porch, I don't think he really had this idea that one day he would have commercial hit success. And it really has to do with, again, that earlier in the story when Alan Lomax came and recorded him in his home and he heard himself and thought, I can do this, and moved to Chicago. So here we are in the early years of his time with Chess Records, and they were really adamant about using session players on his recordings, but by 1953 they relented and allowed Muddy to bring in his band. He had this all-star cast of Little Walter Jacobs on harp, Jimmy Rogers on guitar, Elga Emmons, also known as Elgin Evans, on drums, and Otis Spann on piano. And he did a lot of touring, actually, like as a duo with Spann, him on piano. And they recorded some of Muddy's biggest hits, like Hoochie Coochie Man, I'm Ready, and Willie Dixon song, I Just Want to Make Love to You. So why not just dive right back into a couple tracks right now? Let's hear those two hits. Here's I Just Want to Make Love to You, and I'm Ready. Here's Muddy Waters on 101.5 in Winnipeg.
I don't want you to be no slave. I don't want you to wake all day. I don't want you to be true. I just want to make love to you. I don't want you to wash my clothes. I don't want you to keep a hold. I don't want your money too. I just want to make shame. I don't want you cook my bread. I don't want you to make my bed. I don't want you because I'm sad and blue. I just want to make love to you. Love. I am ready for you. I hope you're ready for me.
your drink, I wish you would. It takes a whole lot of loving to make me feel good. But I'm ready, ready to anybody, baby. I am ready for you. I hope you're ready for me.
It was in the heart of the 1950s, and Little Walter, Howlin' Wolf, and Muddy Waters, the three of those guys just reigned over the Chicago blues scene. And it was only when Little Walter's song Juke became a hit that even he left Muddy's band. I'm sure he didn't want to. I mean, they ended up playing together quite a bit post that as well. But all through the decade, Muddy had great hits like Sugar Sweet, Trouble No More, 40 Days and 40 Nights, Got My Mojo Working. However, by around the late 1950s, his single success seemed to come to somewhat of an end, with only Close to You reaching the charts. And as the 60s started to near, Muddy released a greatest hits album that had many of these tracks on it. He toured England, and that was a lot of the time when he toured as a duo with Spann, Oliver Spann, and made a big impression on audiences, since they had mostly only heard acoustic blues, like Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee and Big Bill Brunsey, who had been touring a lot there. Sonny and Brownie were doing a lot of shows in the UK, and I guess the acoustic music was sort of what the audience had settled into understanding with traditional blues. So Muddy Waters really threw them off a bit, and they embraced it, though. And that was good, because, again, that Delta blues to rock and roll connection really needed to be defined, and he was the bridge between the two. So let's get right back into the music here with a well-known Howlin' Wolf tune called Killing Floor. I love this tune, as well as Muddy's hit Got My Mojo Working, because I'm a huge fan, and mention them. Let's hear Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee. And I am a massive Sonny and Brownie fan. And I actually learned the song Bring It On Home from them before I learned it from Sam Cooke. And I cover that song still to this day. So Sonny and Brownie need to be in this set. So here's a Sonny. Well, yeah, we'll start with the Howlin' Wolf tune, Killin' Floor, here on Riding with the Queen.
Well, thank you.
Right.
instruction of my command.
Sonny are taking the same ride, and the door is open wide for you, for you. There ain't no room for the hopeless sinner who would hurt all mankind just to save his own. Have pity on those chances go slim, for there's no hiding place. There's no hiding place. There's no hiding place. There's no hiding place. From his loving throne. From his loving throne.
God, I just love Sunny and Brownie. There's so much to listen to. I hope if you are unfamiliar with Sunny and Brownie, Sunny Terry and Brownie McGee, that you do check that out as much and often as you can. So now back to Muddy Waters. Even though Muddy Waters' electric approach stood him apart from the rest and did alienate the traditional acoustic blues lovers that they really separated a bit from. His style had a huge influence on many younger musicians at the time. Bands like Rolling Stones, who, if you were wondering, did in fact name their band after Muddy's song Rolling Stone that we just heard earlier, as well as other bands at the time like Cream and Fleetwood Mac. He did later record an acoustic album with the then unknown Buddy Guy, who played guitar on the album. And in 1967, Muddy recorded an album called Super Blues with Bo Diddley and Little Walter. And that's like this epic recording that was later followed up with an album called Super Super Blues Band with the intent to reach a younger audience. But for that recording, for the second album, Little Walter was replaced by Howlin' Wolf. And there are so many great tracks to hear from all of what I've just spoken about, all the albums and all the hits. We should really take time to listen to some more tracks before this hour comes to an end, and I have failed you by not playing some of the finest blues there is to hear. This is really the cream of the crop, folks. This is where it all started, as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, where really the rock and roll of the blues started anyway. So let's start with a live performance here for this set of Muddy Waters. And this is a show that he did where the Rolling Stones were in the audience. So he calls them up to join him. And there's a great recording, a live recording and video you can see on YouTube as well, of them doing the song Hoochie Coochie Man. And so, yeah, when you're listening, just check it out about halfway through the tune where Mick Jagger takes over the vocals. And it's, you really can see the influence there. And there's an epic moment. I mean, it's just this whole show, actually, I'm sure, when he called them up, was just this epic time for anyone in the audience to see these two worlds of timeless musicians come together. And, you know, Ron Wood and Keith Richards are in the band at this point, too. And then let's also spin a live tune by a very young Buddy Guy called Out of Sight. And we're going to kick off this set, actually, with a track from the Super Super Blues Band. So here's Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, and Bo Diddley with the song Spoonful here on UMFM.
Sing any blues I want to
You
sing.
Don't know nothing about that smooth.
Just watch me.
Well, go ahead and let me see what you're doing. Oh, this
could be a spoonful of diamond. Could be a spoonful of gold.
Okay, go ahead, buddy.
Take a lot of loving. Just try to fight my soul. People lie about
this.
People dying.
Hey, Wolf.
Hey.
I'm a wolf. I'm a wolf.
You don't know nothing about that spoon.
I just want
Muddy Waters out of it. Y'all don't know nothing about it.
Well, I'm a wolf.
I'm a wolf.
Will you tell me some more about it?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I want to hear you.
Diamond.
Yeah.
It could be a spoonful of that gold.
Yeah,
a little spoon of that Russian love. Sweet enough for my soul.
Let me tell you something, buddy.
I will die.
Woman told my mother,
oh, yeah?
Before I was born, you got a boy child coming, gonna be a son of a gun. They gonna make pretty women jump and shout. Then the world wanna know what this all about, but you don't hear. I got a black cat bone. I got a mojo too.
Oh, yeah.
I got the John the Conqueror.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna mess with you. I'm gonna make you girls.
That's right.
Leave me by my hand. Then the world will know. Now that hoochie coochie man, what's that I'm here? Everybody knows I'm here. Oh, and I'm that hoochie coochie man.
The seventh hour.
What?
On the seventh day.
What happened?
On the seventh month. The seventh doctor say.
No kidding.
I was born for good luck.
I see that.
And that you see.
Yeah.
I got $700.
Hey, son.
know you're out of sight. Come here, sister. Take this fantasy. Not so fast, but it will hurt us pretty quick. And no doubt, I've got a brand new
the 60s right through to the early 80s there. Through the 80s, right before he died, Muddy Waters kept performing and recording. At first he recorded a couple of duds that he even disowned himself, then in 1969 he recorded an album called Fathers and Sons, which had the commercial most commercial success of all his albums, and it reached number 70 on the Billboard 200 charts. In 72 he won a Grammy. An album that was supposed to make a big impact on the British youth was the London Muddy Waters Sessions, but Muddy was dissatisfied. I guess he thought the session musicians were just too sessiony, and anyone who's a musician will know what that means. I guess, you know, that needed a certain sound, and it wasn't quite his. So dissatisfied or not, I won him another Grammy, and in 75, he won another Grammy for the Muddy's Woodstock album. The Muddy Waters Woodstock album had the likes of Bob Margolin, Pinetop Perkins, Paul Butterfield, and Levon Helm, and Garth Hudson. So just, I'm running out of time, and I really do want to try and squeeze in one more song, but I just wanted to tell you that I had the fortune to see Pinetop Perkins perform in Austin at Antone's before he passed away, and we actually got our shoe shine together. He told me that he didn't really want his shoe shined or need them at that time, but the shoe shine station in the bar was located right by the women's washroom, and he liked to watch all the pretty girls going in and out of the bathroom all night. So he was a bit of a dirty doggy all the way into his late 90s. What a stud. I liked that guy, actually. He was very charming. From 1977 to 81, blues musician Johnny Winter, who had idolized Waters since childhood, produced four of his albums, and they were all critical and commercial successes. And in 1982, Muddy's health really started declining, and he stopped performing at that time. His last public performance actually took place when he sat in with Eric Clapton's band at a concert in Florida in 82. And Muddy Waters passed away from heart failure at his home in Illinois on April 30th, 1983. And blues musicians and fans from all over the world came to attend his funeral and pay tribute. I know we're running out of time. I seem to, Donnie, maybe even have like 1.5 minutes left. But I have to play you this song because it's my favorite Muddy Waters song. And I just love sharing these epic tales and life journeys of some of the greatest musicians of all time, let alone our time, with you. So thanks for tuning in. Here's Muddy Waters with Honey Bee. And until next week, you've been riding with the Queen.
Sail on. Happy home. Sail on, sail on, my little honeybee, sail on. Be still on. honeybee. She been all around the world making honey, but now she is coming back home to me.